And now, the life of Mary Southern. The words of Father Brady, accusing yet kindly words, forceful, direct, truthful words, had made a profound impression on the mind of David Brady. Forced to admit that his life is devoid of ambition, that still young he lacks both aspiration and purpose, David has been searching his heart and his memory, seeking an excuse, a reason, a justification for the wasted, empty years. He has, as Father Brady said, no purpose in his self-justification, has formed no resolve to make the future any different from the past. And as yet, he has never talked to Mary of the one thing nearest his heart. This evening, David has come to the restaurant to take Mary home after her working hours are over. We see him now in the waterfront lunchroom talking with Ned Barker, the proprietor. We hear...
Well, Mr. Dick, how you been up under the long, cold winter?
Oh, pretty well, thanks, Mr. Barker.
Yeah, glad to hear it. You know, some folks are just itching for spring to come round. Speaking for myself, I take the seasons like they come.
That seems eminently sensible.
Sure, it does. But you take some of the folks I talk to, where they haven't got sense enough to be sensible. Complain and crab them because winter's so long. That don't do no good. Why, ever since I can remember, one season stay till it gets good and ready to leave. Mm-hmm. Spring comes after winter, then summer, fall, and winter again. What good does it do to complain? It isn't going to change things, none.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Mr. Barker. No one can change the way things are.
Well, they can't do nothing about the weather, that's sure. Not one blame thing, but they complain, they crab, and they pick on Mother Nature and the poor old girl.
Because it's a darn shame, that's what it is.
And what can the poor old girl do to fight back best way she knows how? If people don't yap around all the time, maybe she'd be easier on them. Who knows?
Well, what Mother Nature needs is more defenders.
Yes, sir. We ought to do something about that. Form a club and get organized.
Say, that's a great idea. I see nature lovers all over the world flocking around us, arriving by train, bus, aeroplane, rallying to our standard, taking up the cudgel in defense of Mother Nature, making people who complain about the weather eat their words in public.
Yes, sir, and without ketchup, too, by golly.
Say, it's a great idea, Mr. Bosch.
Yeah.
When will we start, huh?
Oh,
hello, Mary.
What in the world are you two laughing about?
We got a great idea.
Hey, it's really magnificent, Mary. I'll tell you all about it.
Mary, this fellow's got quite a sense of humor. I never suspected before. He just got himself elected president of the Defenders of Mother Nature Incorporated.
We really must incorporate, Mr. Barton.
Well, come on, let me in on the secret.
Well, I don't know now, Mary. It seems to me defending women is a man's job, wouldn't you say, Mr. Drake?
Well, we could stretch a point, of course.
But where do you end? Stretch one point, always stretch another.
Guess I'm overruled, Mary. Sorry.
Well, don't you worry. I'll find out. Oh. Mr. Barker tells me everything, David.
You may think so.
I know so. And tomorrow night, I'll come home and tell you everything you and me talked about, just to prove it.
Oh, you will.
Yes, I will.
Sorry, be careful, Mr. Barker. You know, it won't do to give away club secrets.
Don't you worry, we're safe.
Good night, Mary. Good night. See you in the morning.
Give that a lot of thought, Mr. Drake. We'll confer again.
Right, Mr. Barker, I will. Good night.
Good night.
It's good to be out in the air again, David.
Yes, it is. Hey, you mind the work in the restaurant, Mary?
No, not at all. You see now what I meant by Mr. Barker being a grand person to work for.
Yes, say, he's all right. Nice sense of humor. Very easy to work for, I mean.
You couldn't be nicer than me, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's fine. I'm delighted. Look, it's such a pleasant sort of an evening. Let's walk down by the waterfront before we go home. You want to?
Well, I did tell John I'd...
Well, he left word, but he wouldn't be in until fairly late. He had a meeting with some other doctor.
Oh, you arranged it then. You thought he might. I'd like to take a little walk, David. I think it'd be very pleasant.
It's been quite a while since we've come down here together.
Mm-hmm.
You're a particularly imposing waterfront this time of the year. Oh, but it's different in the spring and summer. You've never been here then, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's really much nicer.
Well, I rather like it now. Right along here is where you found me the night I came to take Ford.
Yes, it's that corner you just passed.
Mm-hmm. Just think how many things have happened since that night, David.
Yes.
The children here with me now. And the job I like. The job I enjoy. I feel as though I'm doing what I want most. I'm going somewhere, accomplishing something on my own.
Must be very gratifying to you.
Mm, it is. And I've you to thank for it, David. You're the one who's made it all possible. Through you, I've come to know Father Brady. And because of you, I really feel that Craig's Ford is my home. I've a great deal to thank you for.
Well, I haven't really done so much. Good to hear you say that you were so appreciative.
It's more than just appreciation. You know what I'm trying to say, don't you?
Oh, of course. But you don't need to say it, Mary. You and I, we're good friends. We understand the things we can't put into words. It's been that way right from the start.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that when we were here before, remember?
Yes. Yes, I remember.
So you see, David, at any time of the year, the waterfront will always be a place that holds very lovely memories for me.
Yes, and for me, too. You know, Mary, I'm sorry I've been acting so foolishly here the last few days.
Foolishly? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
All the way I've kept to myself, haven't been friendly with Dr. Benson. The disinterested way I've acted generally.
But I haven't.
Don't tell me that you haven't noticed it.
We haven't seen each other very much, but I haven't thought anything about it. I never thought that knowing John and I were old friends and hadn't seen each other for a few weeks, and you were giving us sort of a chance to catch up to each other.
Oh, I see.
Has there been any other reason you've avoided it?
Well...
David, what's wrong with you? Why did you apologize?
I'm sorry, Mary. I shouldn't have brought the question up. It was probably just my imagination.
I hope that's all it was, but I had my doubts. You aren't provoked at something I've done.
No, no, not at all, not at all.
Didn't you go out of your way to apologize for something?
Well, I'll tell you, Mary, it's really a very insignificant thing. Very ridiculous on my part. I'm quite willing to admit that I was mistaken. I told you in the first place I thought you were wrong in calling Dr. Benson all this distance just to see Fran Garfield.
Yes?
Well, I was wrong. I realized it when I mentioned it to Dr. Benson. He pointed out certain facts to me about how you could always rely on him.
Well, I did think that was unnecessary.
No, it was quite justified under the circumstances. I was out of order. I admit it. But that's all there is to it. But quite naturally, I wouldn't want to intrude again right away, and so I kept pretty much to myself.
I wish you hadn't, David. Seems like a pretty childish sort of excuse for staying off by yourself. I'm certain I don't want you to do that.
Well, I won't. I promise you.
David, I still don't feel somehow that you're telling me the full reason.
I'm married. You didn't even know what I was talking about until I explained
it. I can see now that there's something else.
Oh, now, don't make mountains out of molehills, Mary. I'll mend my ways very shortly and come and join you, too, whenever I feel like it from now on. Even if I don't like John Benson. Shall we let it go at that?
Then, a few minutes later, Mary and David returned to the boarding house. David going to his room, Mary waiting downstairs for Dr. Benson. Through the mind of the young woman, more troubled by her talk with David than she cares to admit, goes this thought.
Something's wrong with David. I can feel it. I know it. Something inside from his dislike of John. Something apart from his not wishing to intrude. Well, we've always been able to talk things over before, and yet tonight it closed up like a locked door. I couldn't see him. I've got to find out what it is. I've got to know.
Can Mary discover the reason for David's unusual behavior? Will she be able to learn why he is willing to be only a drifter? Mary, her interest aroused by the slip unwittingly made by David, takes steps to find the reasons behind it. She questions the woman who has known David since his return to Craig's Falls several years ago. You won't want to miss tomorrow's revealing chapter in the life of Mary Southern. The Life of Mary Southern, the human story of a woman who, in a restless, changing world, seeks peace, happiness, and security for herself and for her children.